If you're not sure what to read next, we can help because we have Book Lust author Nancy Pearl and KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman staffing the KUOW Book Lovers Hotline.
This is Paul Krausman, Clinton, Washington.
In Clinton, Washington, what do you do there?
Well, I just recently retired from the University of Montana. I was a professor of wildlife ecology.
And so now you have some time for reading?
Well, well, I've always made time for reading. That's not a problem.
So, Paul, what book have you read recently that you really loved?
The one I really liked is The Bone Tree by Greg Ilse. It's part of a trilogy. It's the second part of a trilogy, but each one of them pretty much stands alone, and I like it for several reasons. One, it's really rich in history during the Civil Rights Movement, and it is a pretty exciting book. I'm sure you've read books where you just don't want to turn that last page, and that's pretty much how this book was.
So it sounds like a book that you just were part of, that you lost yourself in. Am I right?
Well, I did in part because my background is I was raised in North Africa until I came back to go to college and really had not spent a whole lot of time in the United States. So when I first came here, I started off in Texas and wound up going to Ohio, and then from there went to the Southwest and really loved it, and then got a PhD up in the University of Idaho, and then went cruising on over to Auburn, back down to the South for my first job. And I had lived all over the world, but had never, ever really experienced discrimination like I saw down there. It was a real eye-opener. You know, I'd heard about it, of course. You know, I was in high school during the Civil Rights Movement, but it just was something that it seemed like it was still going on in that part of the world. And so the things that they're describing to me in that book, you know, just kind of took me right back to that time and a lot of the situations that were going on and what I saw and from what I've seen since then are still going on.
Nancy, hearing all this, what might you recommend he try next?
So Natchez Burning and the Bone Tree is part of actually a larger series of five books. So
five? I thought there were only three.
I believe there's five. So you might want to take a look at those. And if we were shelving Greg Iles' books in the bookstore or a library, they would be with thrillers and mysteries, as Paul said. It's interesting because when Paul started talking about it, he started talking about it as, you know, a book that you don't want to turn over that last page. But my experience with reading Natchez Burning, especially, was that I couldn't stop turning the pages, you know. Didn't you have that experience?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then when it gets to the last page, you go, no.
Right. No, I thought it was just a trilogy. So I was glad that third book hasn't been published yet, though, has it?
No,
not yet. I think it's coming out later this year in 2017. So
you can look forward to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, Paul, here's a couple of other authors and books that I think that you might enjoy for much the same reasons. There's two books by a Southern writer, a North Carolinian named Michael Malone. And the two books are Time's Witness and Uncivil Seasons, which are both set in a small town in North Carolina, and they're both mysteries. And, you know, the race relations part is not as obvious as it is in the Greg Iles books.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not a total center of the plot, but it's always there, which I think it always has to be in books set in the South.
Right.
You know, personally, I love those books and I reread them. And they both feature the same two policemen in this small town. And another series that I really think that you would enjoy is two books by a woman named Attica Locke, L-O-C-K-E. And the first one is Black Water Rising, and the second one is Pleasantville. Again, Southern, you know, the sort of remnants of the large plantations and the way life is like for, in this case, Black men and women.
Uh-huh.
So Attica Locke, definitely. Attica Locke, actually, just to give a little context for her as an author, she writes for the TV show Empire. So she has a pretty good thing. And the last one is not set in the South, but it's about race and it's about Detroit. And it's called The Turner House.
This is a book that's on my list,
yes.
Paul.
It's a wonderful, wonderful novel, a first novel by a woman named Angela Flournoy.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, so, Paul, it sounds like we've given you enough to tide you over until Greg Iles publishes the third book in the series that you like, right?
Indeed, indeed. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Bye.
He loved The Bone Tree. There's more Greg Iles to come in his life. And you heard about authors Michael Malone and Attica Locke and Angela Flournoy. And maybe we inspired you. Maybe you're not there yet. Do you want a good book to read and you're still not sure where to go? Maybe your tastes are completely different from Paul's. We can help you. 206-221-3663 and let us patch you through to Nancy Pearl. Tell us about the last book you loved and why. That's important. 206-221-3663. Nancy Pearl is standing by.